Today is the 20th of October. Welcome to the Daily Audio Psalm. I'm Brian Harden from DailyAudioBible.com. It's great to be here with you today. We'll continue reading from Psalm chapter 89. Today, verses 14 through 37. Reading from The Message. God, let the cosmos praise your wonderful ways. The choir of holy angels sing anthems to your faithful ways. Search high and low, scan skies and land. You'll find nothing and no one quite like God. The holy angels are in awe before him. He looms immense and august over everyone around him. God of the angel armies, who is like you, powerful and faithful from every angle? You put the arrogant ocean in its place and calm its waves when they turn unruly. You gave that old hag, Egypt, the back of your hand. You brushed off your enemies with a flick of your wrist. You own the cosmos. You made everything in it, everything from Adam to Archangel. You positioned the north and south poles. The mountains Tabor and Hermon sing duets to you. With your well-muscled arm and your grip of steel, nobody trifles with you. The right and justice are the roots of your rule. Love and truth are its fruits. Blessed are the people who know the passwords of praise, who shout on parade in the bright presence of God. Delighted, they dance all day long. They know who you are, what you do. They can't keep quiet. Your vibrant beauty has gotten inside us. You've been so good to us. We're walking on air. All we are and have, we owe to God, Holy God of Israel, our King. A long time ago, you spoke in a vision. You spoke to your faithful beloved. I've crowned a hero. I chose the best I could find. I found David, my servant, poured holy oil on his head, and I'll keep my hand steadily on him. Yes, I'll stick with him through thick and thin. No enemy will get the best of him. No scoundrel will do him in. I'll weed out all who oppose him. I'll clean out all who hate him. I'm with him for good, and I'll love him forever. I've set him on high. He's riding high. I've put ocean in his one hand, river in the other. He'll call out, "Oh, my Father, my God, my rock of salvation." Yes, I'm setting him apart as the first of the royal line, high king over all of the earth's kings. I'll preserve him eternally in my love. I'll faithfully do all I so solemnly promised. I'll guarantee his family tree and underwrite his rule. If his children refuse to do what I tell them, if they refuse to walk in the way I show them, if they spit on the directions I give them and tear up the rules I post for them, I'll rub their faces in the dirt of their rebellion and make them face the music. But I'll never throw them out, never abandon or disown them. Do you think I'd withdraw my holy promise or take back words I'd already spoken? I've given my word, my whole and holy word. Do you think I would lie to David? His family tree is here for good, his sovereignty as sure as the sun, dependable as the phases of the moon, inescapable as weather.